Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another worldwide transmission. It is the 23rd day of April on this Thursday edition, 2009. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, truthnews.us. We have a ton of news, vitally important news to cover, giant stacks of important news, and we're also going to open the phones up today for the entire show. We do have Alan Combs. He's had me on his radio show so many times, generally sniping and attacking a bit, but he at least lets me talk. Then I thought, why not have Alan Combs on the transmission? So one of the liberal, so-called liberal commentators, taking the position of the false left on the left-right paradigm. He will be joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today, in 3 hours from now. Here is just some of the news we'll be covering. 70 killed in Iraq suicide bombings today. And they call this victory. 1,300,000 dead Iraqis, 15,000-plus dead U.S. troops. Yeah, the news says 5,000, but they don't count it as dying in the war if you die on an airplane being flown out of the country or back at home from injuries sustained there. So 15,000-plus dead U.S. troops. Casualties are actually increasing in Afghanistan, but hey, Bush declared victory on the aircraft carrier. Obama's declared victory, so that's the way it is. 70 people have been killed in two suicide bombings in Iraq on the same day as a man believed to be lead al-Qaeda in the country was arrested. Ah, yes. Lead al-Qaeda. While they admittedly use real al-Qaeda, that is Wahhabist, of the Sunni sect, to attack Iran inside the country, and that's in the news today. They tell you al-Qaeda, the arm of the globalist, is striking. Need the Serbs to be attacked? Al-Qaeda. Need enemies attacked in Africa? Al-Qaeda. Need the Russians attacked? Al-Qaeda. Need to attack the American people and take their rights away? Al-Qaeda. It's the magic widget tool. It's like, you know, the screwdrivers they sell on television and have like every tip imaginable and can do any job. That's Al-Qaeda. Try the new Al-Qaeda, the globalist government's favorite terror tool. It's the sheepdog that herds the sheep into the slaughter pens for the New World Order. Al-Qaeda, your population isn't submitting to foreign banks taking over and being lined up at checkpoints and losing all your freedoms? Just use Al-Qaeda. That'll scare them into submission. So that's just one of the stories I have here. Scores dead in Iraq suicide blast, another one. Army, 3 vials of virus samples missing from Maryland facility. The same one that gave you the anthrax attacks, the same Maryland facility. So we'll tell you about this new deadly virus missing, just like the foot and mouth. The government admits they released that in England and everything else, but Blackwater still operating in Iraq under a new name, despite the fact the so-called free government told them to leave a year and a half ago. They don't leave. And the mission, by the way, was accomplished in Iraq. Kill as many of the people as possible, break down a first world nation, have a black hole to pump trillions of dollars of no-bid weapons contracts into. It was an absolute victory to the T, and destroy the name of the American people worldwide for the globalists. The next phase, how many years did I tell you that would happen? They would destroy our name in Iraq, then plunge the economy, and blame everything on the U.S., including Iraq and the U.S. economy, and the world economy. And they've now done that. Mission completed. Excellent job destroying America. We'll get into this and a lot more. Big show lined up for you today. Stay with us.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Shattered by the sun, I walk the road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. We lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
Oh,
day of April 2009. I am Alex Jones, your host. Got Alan Combs. Need no introduction coming up in the last hour of the show today. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the full transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Okay, again, let me just run through some of the headlines here. There's quite a bit of this. 70 killed in Iraq suicide bombings. Scores dead in Iraq suicide bombings. Missing vials of a deadly virus from Fort Detrick in Maryland. I'll give you some of the background on that. The Venezuelan equine encephalitis. It's an airborne thing that a mosquitoes can carry to humans. Blackwater still operating in Iraq under new name. Iran warns of mock assassination rings. Say the United States has hit teams in there trying to destabilize the country, and Israel and the United States admit they're doing that. Can you imagine if Iran admitted they had hit teams killing officials in the U.S., what would happen? Giant airstrikes on Iran, but the globalists do it to Iran, and it's just incredible. So we'll go over that. Also, Senate report, Rice-Cheney okayed CIA use of waterboarding. We already knew this, but now it's mainstream news. CIA ludicrously claims torture prevented debunked L.A. terror plot. This is a story from PrisonPlanet.com and Paul Watson. Really a recap of what we reported years ago. Remember, he had been... this was about last year. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had been held for more than 6 years. They were waterboarding him three times a day for years. That's been admitted. And it took them 6+ years of torture, and they finally started threatening to torture his kids. And they're saying now they threatened to torture him. Now it's coming out they may have put him in boxes with spiders and things. But the point is, yeah, it's out of Hellraiser. That then he said, look, I'll say whatever you want. And they had him confess, because they have total contempt for the American people. They had him confess to things that happened 4 years after he was in custody. And to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3 years after he was in custody. And they still say he bombed those buildings that weren't built yet when he was captured. So, and then the media has the nerve to go, look at Iran. We don't really like their court system over there. She may have confessed and it was a public trial, but it's not a fair system. We need to bomb them. They've grabbed an American reporter in Tehran and convicted her for 8 years. Meanwhile, congresswomen brag that foreign spy agencies basically run them. And it's, oh, that's okay. Go ahead. You know, it's okay if that's happening. I mean, it's just total hypocrisy. Oh, we secretly grab people and torture them and their kids for years. And that's good, but we don't like your system of courts. We ought to bomb you. Can you believe them, those backwards people over there? They actually give people somewhat fair trials. The outrage of it. Here, we just torture you, waterboard you three times a day, year after year. Oh, man, just amazing. Explosive Senate report reveals what we've already known for 3.5 years, massive continual torture. We'll go over that. China to flex naval muscle in unprecedented show. Biggest lie of 2009, Hillary claims Obama has followed words with actions. In her testimony yesterday, before the House, she said he has done everything he said he would do, including cutting the budget. The list goes on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, he has spent more money in 2 months and 2 weeks, 100 days, 2.5 months. He has spent more money in giving it to foreign offshore banks than all budgets of all presidents combined. That's a fact. It doesn't matter. Hillary says he's cut the budget. It'd be funny if it wasn't so sick. Oh, man. I see these reports literally four or five times a week. I never cover them. In the U.S. and Canada and England, autistic kids, retarded kids getting tasered, getting beat up, getting beat to death, getting shot. And I just saw this one. This is one where at least they didn't hurt him. I mean, the guy's so autistic. I mean, he looks obviously like he's got serious mental deficiencies here. Doesn't matter. Walking home, they say, you're not supposed to be walking home. He didn't respond. He looked funny to the police. Yeah, I mean, the government already hurt him enough. I mean, it's just, your mommy did what the government said and gave him the shots. I mean, that isn't enough for you? That brain inflammation isn't enough? No. They took him to jail for a couple days, no phone call. She thought he'd been kidnapped or something. So good job on that. So I'd mention it. Mayor supports chief's restriction in interest of public safety. This is out of Milwaukee, WISN-TV. It says you're allowed to have guns, but the police chief says you're not, even though there's not a law. And the mayor says he backs the chief on that. So we'll just, hey, there's no law, but we say. And we got the guns, so sit down and shut up. They're looking at their watches. The bank robbery goes on. They go, well, we've already stolen so much, there's no way you'll ever fix it, but we're going to steal even more. It puts you even more in debt, and the paramilitary forces will enforce that. You know, I was thinking about it, how every day I Google it in the morning, and I see news articles about the military running a checkpoint here, a checkpoint there, or the Marines running DWI checkpoints, or the Army running checkpoints, or you know, towns and cities and hamlets and parishes going, oh, yeah, the Army's put a couple of military intel officers as liaison officers in our in the police office, and they help us with intelligence gathering. Now, they're not arresting citizens. They just go out and advise the police and help with the citizens. High treason, total police state, total covert takeover. And they're putting military intel in the media and military intel in your local environmental groups. And I mean, it's chilling. It is bracing to know that all of this is going on. It really is. I mean, it's really happening. They really do have a covert operation for the covert takeover of the United States, more sophisticated but similar to the way Western governments and the Soviets previously took over hundreds of third world and old world and first world nations that they ran covert ops in. And they admit they're doing it. They say Congress has no authority over anything now. The legislatures don't. PDD 51, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, all of them. They are announcing in plain view, hey, Army Intel runs the local environmental groups. Well, they're here to help. I mean, you know, oh, yeah, the groups made up of Army Intel, they're here making sure you don't overwater your yard. And they're going to be running community taxes on carbon. Well, what's wrong with that? You know, this is freedom. And yeah, public schools all over the country just are training the children how to tattle on their parents and how to watch their neighbors. And starting in the sixth grade nationwide, they have a law enforcement class they give kids, and parents sign their kids up to that. Oh, that sounds fun. You know, take that class. And a lot of schools, it's not elective, though. You have to. And it says, oh, you write dossiers on your parents and what they do on a computer. And then that's filed, and it's a federal grant for the classes in your local school. And then they have federal dossiers on mommy and daddy written by the sixth graders. And then the New York Times comes out and says the sixth graders come home and boss their parents around. And they said, well, that's good. That's the future. I mean, open, hardcore, vicious, Soviet/Nazi style. And we just accept it. We're just, oh, yeah, that's the new America. Yeah. And we'll come back and take your phone calls and get into all this other news. I've got here a lot of economic news we're going to cover as well today. Stay with us.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Big deal, but it won't do justice to it if I just cover it out of the gates, so I'll give you my breakdown of that coming up when we start the next hour. As I said, I got a bunch of economic news. GM to shut down most U.S. plants for the summer. They're taking the bailout money and moving to Brazil. They're all globalists. They're all traders, folks. They have paid tax incentives. The government has tax incentives to leave. They don't want you producing. They don't want a middle class. They want to kill the free market. That's why they're blaming the private banks that have run this scam, that run the world government, who want socialism. They socialize our wealth and centralize things. They're blaming that on free market right now. Do you see everything they do is about getting you institutionalized, about making you dependent, about getting you under their control? And they're doing a fabulous job of it. And they want the Iraqis under their control. And they wanted the Serbs under their control. You understand, this is about breaking people's backs. And it's in the government documents. It's in the UN documents, IMF, World Bank documents. This is what they do. They really have your bad interest at heart. They really want you enslaved. That's what all tyrants want. You understand that? These are evil people. And every time things get worse, they have a new solution that only makes it get worse. And then people follow that solution, and then it gets worse, and they got another solution, and then it gets worse, leading you down that path. JC in Florida, then John, Barbara, Matt, and Don. JC, go ahead. Okay, JC's not there. Let's go ahead and go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing? It's been a little while since I called in, but there are a few things I really wanted to touch on.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, touch on.
First off, have you covered the Supreme Court case about the 13-year-old honor student that was strip searched that was being argued this week? They were talking.
I remember that all over the country they've been strip searching people. Can you turn your radio off? Hold on, just a minute. Just a minute. Can you turn your radio off?
I'm on a cell phone. Sorry.
Okay. Well, something's echoing back. Okay. Sorry. Yes, I am aware of the case of the Supreme Court hearing the strip search at the school. What happened with the case?
Well, I don't know if it's been decided yet, but in the arguments, it was basically she was accused of having an aspirin, and that's all. And they stripped
her down. I remember
that.
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't she caught giving a friend an aspirin?
She wasn't caught. A friend, she said, was not really even her friend anymore. Told that somebody got caught with aspirin, and then a friend that wasn't really a friend said that, oh, she's the one that had it, and she said that, you know, so they searched her backpack, they searched her clothes.
That's right, they Stasied her, and then even when they, you know, guys, print me the aspirin strip search case so I know the facts, because I forget it. But, here, you go ahead and tell me what happened.
Okay, then they made her actually pull down her to open up her bra, to shake out the bra, and to shake out the crotch of her panties, and just total humiliation. She was an honor student, and in the case and the arguments, the Supreme Court was it sounded like the justices were saying, okay, well, this sounds like it's too much in this case, but then when they were interviewing her ACLU lawyer, they're saying, well, what about in methamphetamine? Couldn't there be some cases where we could do this? So they. It looks like they might rule against the school district in this case, but they're going to set a precedent to say, well, maybe in future cases it's going to be okay, from what I could tell.
Well, that's what the Supreme Court did. They said, oh, you've got a Second Amendment right, but it can be restricted by law. And so Obama said, yeah, I can ban all your guns. The Second Amendment means I ban your guns. And that's what Holder and everybody else has been saying. It gives us the right to ban your guns. You have a right to hand them over. And, I mean, they do that in case after case. They'll say, yes, it's wrong they strip search this little girl, but sometimes we can strip search you. And there's been a bunch of these cases. They've even had cases where men strip search girls, and they just say, that's the way it is. They're putting cameras in boys and girls' showers in public schools. In one case in Tennessee, the visiting girls' basketball team went in and saw cameras in the showers, ran out screaming. There was a big scene. And they said, well, we videotape your naked daughters. What's the big deal? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house.
We're going to go back to John in Tennessee in a minute, and Barbara, Matt, Don, and many others. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us. Yeah, I can't keep track of everything, so I'm glad you called in about this. Here's UPI on it. High court weighs school strip searches. The Supreme Court appeared ready Tuesday to approve broad school authority to strip search students for drugs, even when the suspect is a 13-year-old girl. And it goes through the liberal and conservative justices from Court Watchers reports saying they agreed with it. And they said it's reasonable. And so they said that that's what these prison camps are for. It's to strip search 13-year-old honor students. Now, remember what the head of the NSA, then he became head of the CIA, Hayden, said when he got questioned by a constitutional lawyer at a press conference. He said, the Fourth Amendment says that you've got to have over affirmation, particular place and persons to be searched, you know, listing what's being searched for, and you've got to have a warrant from a judge, and that that's probable cause, and that's the definition. And he said, no, all we have to do, the government has to think it's reasonable. Any age of no government can just say it's reasonable. And the lawyer said, that's not what the Fourth Amendment says. Well, that's what the Supreme Court said. And so they were having arguments with the lawyers for and con, no more Fourth Amendment, pro and con. And that's what they said. In fact, let me just turn to the Fourth Amendment itself. I've pretty much got it memorized, but let me just read it. And it's... in its entirety. I've got a little citizen rule book. Section 1, a handbook for jurors, jury duty. You are above the law, jury rights, law of the land. Ten Commandments, Communist Manifesto, know what their system is. Give up rights, jury tampering. Patrick Henry Schock, jury of peers. Freedom from William Penn. Jefferson's warnings. Original documents, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights, page 49. By the way, every order of DVDs, books, T-shirts, anything at Infowars.com, you get this little 62-page citizen rule book. Okay, Bill of Rights. Let's go to Article 4 here. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Their persons, that little girl's body. Everybody knows that third world police state, they strip search adults without a warrant, much less kids. But see, they don't care now. They know that you're dumb and watching American Idol, so they're making their move. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall be issued, but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So, you heard about judges and oaths and particularly what's being searched. Well, here's the Supreme Court of the day. I'm going to read you these quotes. And tell me, is that the same as what you just heard? The U.S. Supreme Court appeared ready Tuesday. We'll hear this later in the summer, you know, the months later they issue their rulings, to approve broad school authority to strip search students for drugs, even when the suspect is a 13-year-old girl. The justices heard arguments in the case of Savannah Redding, who was an 8th grade honor student, in late summer 2003 in a small community in Sanford, Arizona, despite having no history of disciplinary problems. Well, that's who they want. They're mad about that. This is to put you into the prison system. It literally is. The girl was forced to strip down to her bra and panties while school officials looked for an aspirin substitute ibuprofen. So they even knew it was supposedly. And, folks, they send kids to juvie hall for aspirin. Moms don't know, send them aspirin or something. It's in their lunchbox. But they arrested a girl a few weeks ago for giving somebody a Ludens. It had no drugs, not even menthol in it. It was the type, it was just really a candy. Will you Google girl arrested for cough drop? Thanks. Because this is a prison. Their job is to get you in the system. Right here in Austin, you're late to class three times, they charge you with truancy. Doesn't matter if the law says that's not truancy. Then they call the dads in and the moms into the little portable building where they have court every week. And they threaten them. They say, sign this or I'll take your kids. And the dad signs them through deferred adjudication, waiving their rights contractually into probation. Now they got them. And then they're paid off. It's on record all over the country. The judges and even their lawyers are paid. School officials have been caught as well. This is nationwide, including here in Austin, but they don't care. The felony's just going unabated. And they are paid by the private juvie halls and the private foster homes that get, and that's why immediately when they get your kid, 67% of the time, even when they're in, they put them on Prozac or one of those drugs, because then your child is mentally ill, and instead of getting $4,000 or $5,000 a month, and then they barely feed them, and so, you know, the person keeps about $2,000 of that, they're getting $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. And then the cash flows, and then the payoffs are made. And that's on record. That's done. And that's how they roll. And they'll continue rolling. Just living around pure criminals running everything. The justices heard arguments in the case of Savannah Redding, who was an 8th grade honor student in the late summer 2003 in the small community of Safford, Arizona. Despite having a history with no disciplinary problems, the girl was forced to strip down to her bra and panties while school officials looked for an aspirin substitute ibuprofen. And this is kind of a whitewash. They actually made her pull the panties down. I remember that on the news. Another girl had been found with the drug. The drug. They don't call it aspirin. They call it the drug. They might as well call it the Al-Qaeda. Another girl had been found with the Al-Qaeda terror attack and had blamed Redding for giving it to her. Good little telltales. They're trained well. Next, it'll be a Siberian labor camp. They actually have federal bills to put you in prison for downloading music. Redding was also forced to pull her bra and panties away from her skin. Oh, they did tell the truth in here. Sorry, I hadn't read that yet. Shaking them to show they contain no pills, but exposing her breast to public area. Yeah, there was a bunch of them enjoying themselves. Well, who do you think gets into schooling? I mean, most of them are normal, but the pervs are also there, and on average, 5 to 1. It's about 5 times as many pervs in schooling as truancy officers, as juvie hall people, as CPS, as any other group. I mean, where do you think smart pervs go? So they're always getting caught. Another girl had been found with the drug, but blamed Redding for giving it to her. Redding was also forced to pull her bra and panties away from her skin, shaking them to show they contained no pills, but exposing her breast to public area, a federal appeals court said. The federal appeals court ruled that the search was unconstitutional. Well, they've been overruled, haven't they? And school officials had no immunity from a lawsuit filed on behalf of the girl. But in an argument Tuesday, even traditionally liberal Supreme Court justices, oh, they're so liberal, appeared ready to concede that the threat of drugs that the government ships in and the Ritalin and Prozac are pushing on them, but the threat of aspirin, not a problem, outweighed the threat of embarrassment, Scott, U.S. Blog, reported. Though the Obama administration lawyer and civil liberties attorney argued that strip searches should be strictly limited. So see how they spin it? They're arguing for it. They just say it should be strictly limited. Even liberal Justice David Souter suggested Redding's ordeal was acceptable under the Fourth Amendment, which bans unreasonable searches. See how they go in? I mean, soon they'll just say one word, searches. Fourth Amendment says we search you. See, it says searches there. That's how they take it out of context. Souter said from the bench, if the school official's thought process was, I'd rather have a kid embarrassed rather than some kid be dead. Oh, yes, from the aspirin. It's that reasonable under the Fourth Amendment. And now they're talking about arresting kids that sneak peanuts to school because, you know, that can kill the kids because they give you all the shots that make you have autoimmune problems. And then, you know, liberal Justice Stephen Breyer said the key swing vote, Justice Anthony Kennedy, also appeared ready to consider the search reasonable, the website said. The Supreme Court should rule on the case before its summer recess. So I said I'd get to your call, but the caller brings up a big deal. So thanks for bringing that to our attention. Yeah. You know, the NSA could never legally spy on you without a warrant before, but now they say, well, we don't need no stinking warrants. It means reasonable, and we've decided it's not unreasonable. It doesn't matter what the Fourth Amendment says in clear English. They say it's okay. They say torture's okay now. Or they say, putting a kid in a box with spiders or waterboarding somebody, drowning them 3 times a day is not torture. You know, raping somebody's wife in front of them is not torture. And they go, you're right, it's not. Besides, Jack Bauer's a hero when he's chopping people's fingers off on TV, and he gets the answers, and we all fantasize about it and live through him. So, you know, the right of the people to be secure in their persons. Well, that little girl's not secure in her, but she went to a government training camp. Well, it's for her safety, though. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. I guess while she was in their clutches, waiving your rights, and the schools have argued in federal and state court they own your children, that they could have held her there till they got a warrant, and then had a female juvenile officer, boy, you know who they are, like little girls, do you, lady, come and do the search. Okay. By the way, I was in juvenile one time and had the jail guard try to have sex with me. So don't tell me. I know who works there. I know who you are. You know who we are. And we know you're scum and you live through the government. We're aware of you. We're spreading the word about all of you and your pedophile guilds. You pieces of trash. We've had enough of you. We're sick of your filth. Pretty soon it'll be banned to criticize them, though. NAMBLA's about to have the courts rule it's legal. ADL's running around supporting them. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. They got to have a judge. But not anymore. They go, hey, we don't need no stinking warrant to take your blood at checkpoints. Then they lose lawsuits all over the country, federal grants to have the cops take blood at checkpoints. They go, okay, we'll have a judge issue a mass warrant, just like these new mass warrants they signed for warrantless searching of your houses. It was for Al-Qaeda. Now we hear for any terror-related case, which is any misdemeanor, under Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act. So see how that works? All right, there you go. Like, it's all treason. It's all criminal. And they're just going to push and push and push because criminals run the government, and they're shipping in the drugs and making money on the other side, putting people in prison that are dumb enough to use it, while they push all the legal drugs that are even worse than illegal drugs on the kids. And now they say they want to forcibly put all women who have babies on drugs, saying they're mentally ill for 6 months after they have a baby. I mean, these people mean business, folks. This is a high-tech tyranny. Now they got their green tyranny, their carbon footprint tyranny, to be run by military people in every city. I mean, we're in trouble. And you better start saying no to these crooks, because laying down to them just makes them run. All over us. Okay, John, you said you had one more point, and we'll go to everybody else.
The last point, my black Muslim barber has been woken up by a combination of Endgame and the Obama deception. I didn't give it to him. I'm African American myself, and it is tough in our community, but people are waking up. And you should try to get Cornel West on your show. I was listening to him on the Tavis Smalley show the other day, and he was talking about how Obama's a neoliberal controlled by Wall Street, and they're taking the money from the poor and giving it to the bankers. And
yeah, I know Cornel West. In fact, write that down. Cornel West, I want him. And I want Tony Brown back on. Tony Brown, Cornel West, and I want Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes, I want Alan Keyes, I want Tony Brown and Cornel West. That's a good idea, my friend.
All right,
anything
care.
Else? Thank you
That's
so
all.
Much.
Nice.
I appreciate it, John. I mean, now they're strip searching your kids looking for aspirins, folks. It's unbelievable. Barbara in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I know it's a funny question to ask. I mean, everything is just
I'm actually not
crazy.
Doing too well. I'm actually not doing too well.
Well, maybe you need to go to school and get one of those aspirins from that little girl. Just kidding. A lot of the things that you talk about, I haven't called you in 5 years. We moved up here from Colorado, and the last time I called you, I just gave you a little blurb on how during your 911 tyranny film, we were watching innocently the 1972 version of Herbie Rides Again, and I was telling you about how the buildings were going down. My daughter points out, Mommy, this looks just like one of Alex Jones' tapes, and so anyway, it's been a while since I've called. And
I remember your phone call. I remember your phone call.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But we still, you know, we're still up here homeschooling like we've always done. We've raised all our kids on short waves. They're all in college or gone now. But we have our daughter, and we live in Alaska, and Alaska's a very friendly homeschooling state. And as a matter of fact, it's very friendly. A lot of people can actually receive money from the state to homeschool, of which we don't do.
Well, that's because people have been, for those that don't know, so spread out that people have been homeschooled there since the beginning, so it's in the infrastructure.
Right, and it's very, I mean, the lawyers talk about how Alaska sets the way for, you know, homeschool reform, and Alaska's a great state. Well, it can be, but the things you talk about, even on hold, I was on hold the other day, and that Pastor Anderson with his Border Patrol story was just unbelievable. And while you were talking to him and you guys were talking about the King James Version of the Bible, I was just going to give you a little hint. I don't know if you've heard about the Geneva Bible, but as soon as we began hearing about it, there's been a several men or several groups of, and organizations have brought back the reprinting of the Geneva Bible, which was the version printed before King James decided that some of the marginal notes in the Bible were very, he was just calling them seditious because he wanted his own version of Bible written so that people would...
Yeah, I'm not a huge Bible scholar, but I know there's a big difference, and reportedly that Geneva's older. But maybe we can have a scholar on to talk about the differences between the two.
But when we finally realized it one day, my husband and I were sitting there, I go, how dumb can we be? King James Version? I mean, of course, we're going to have and the Geneva is what the reformers and the people who came over here on the Mayflower brought with them. And so, you know, they were fleeing for religious persecution reasons, but, you know, to bring that back. And when I heard your people yesterday, or day before yesterday, talking about the Oath Keepers and how the people that they were listening to had these monosyllabic words that they were using, and they sounded like the reformers. A lot of these men are the men that have brought back this Geneva reprinting. But I'm calling specifically about what's going on up here in Seward.
All right, well, tell us about that briefly when we get back. We'll get to everybody else.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
This is out of England, but I see similar stuff everywhere. I'm going to cover it later. London Telegraph. Children tracked by sat-nav to stop bad behavior. Children will be tracked by satellite on public transport and encouraged to spy on their friends and report bad behavior under a pilot scheme by the Welsh Assembly. By the government, openly, with big billboards. Tattle on your neighbors, tattle on your parents, tattle on other kids. I mean, folks, there's a reason this has always been looked down on and been seen as pure evil. Because governments are almost always evil, and they do this to carry out tyranny. Folks, I'm really optimistic, though, because I know we've warned so many people and most of them have laughed and giggled, but a lot of people have seen what we've talked about come true. And as this stuff unfolds and gets worse and worse and worse, more people that were in denial are going to finally wake up. And in the end, we're going to make it through this if we ask God for help. But it's really moving fast now, and I'm freaked out for my family, my children, everything. I wish I could be like the Puritans and have some place to run. I wish there was some new world, new country, new place to go with people that wanted to be free. But they've got the whole planet. The globalists are in full control, and we've got to get it back from them. It just doesn't have to be like this. And this is the eugenics war. They are carrying out quiet, soft kill attacks on all of us. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Quiet weapons for silent wars. You can look at it either way. Google those terms, and you'll find out what we're talking about here. Barbara, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Okay. Well, what's really going on here does have to do with a lot of what you're saying, especially with the school and the children. And, of course,
okay, well, tell folks what's happening.
Okay. This weekend, beginning on Friday, the Seward Public High School is implementing their every 15-minute program. Have you ever heard of that?
I'm sure I've. What is it?
It's a deaf awareness type shock psychology thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No. Your suicides will explode. It's deaf education. Yes, I know what it is.
Right. And they first of all, a couple of months ago, they sent out letters to very select special leader students.
Yeah, they're going to teach your kids how to. It's a eugenics culture of death. They're going to teach your kids how to.
Chosen them for this program.
No, they're going to teach them how to commit. They're going to teach them how to commit suicide. Just like the DARE program taught them how to use drugs and actually made drug use go up.
Well, I read the like 15-page documents of the permission forms that the parents were supposed to have signed to release their children over to this stuff, and anybody in their right mind would never sign any of this.
I should do an article. We haven't done an article probably in 10 years on this. 2020 did a piece. Columbine was the first place in the nation to do it. Years before, in 1991, before Columbine, because it's a federal black ops site, clearly, it's been documented, and they teach them how to hang themselves, what it's like to die, don't commit suicide when you get upset, don't do this, don't tie a rope or shoelace, it's so easy, don't tie a long shoelace around your neck and hang it on the door, and then the little girls go hang themselves. The parents put them in a death camp, so they're going to learn how to commit suicide. So I don't know what we're supposed to do for folks. But why don't you fax me? In fact, guys, what's the fax number again? Everybody faxes all that preacher stuff the other day. I need those, and I also need I know we have a new fax number. Fax me that particular, it's called the 15-minute program?
Every 15 minutes.
Yeah, every 15 minutes. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different names for death education, but I'm going to hold you over again. See, these calls are too good, folks. They bring up too much key info, and today it's about the schools. And I want you to know, when you put your children in public schools, you put them in a death camp. You teach them it's a place where they're going to push Ritalin and Prozac on them, where they're going to have illegal drugs pushed on them by the drug pushers, where they're going to learn how to have sex early, where they're going to be teased by their friends and learn the Madison Avenue thing of feeling inadequate. They are modern brainwashing re-education centers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.